Joining us now in studio is a very good friend of the program, Joel Page, Managing Director of PGA National Resort and Spa. His facility getting ready to host thousands and thousands of people starting next Monday, March 2nd, for the 09 Honda Classic. Joel, good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you. We always love getting you here in studio to talk about the upcoming Honda. And in regards to the course, PGA National Resort and Spa's champion course, a Jack Nicklaus design, couple of changes to the course for the 09 Honda, specifically at number 5 and number 10.
Yeah, on number 5, we added the tee, which gives the pros a lot more options as it plays as a par 3. It's actually become one long tee box, which is different from the other holes, which have island tee boxes. So there's a range yard. It's over 80 yards of tee boxes now that they can use. Number 10, we moved the bunker from in front of the green off to the side a little bit so guys can roll their second shot up to the green because it plays as a long par 4, obviously, as opposed to a par 5 for guys like you and me. And then also number 6, we made the green a little bit bigger for the same reason, because they played as a par 4, a little bit bigger landing area, you know, bigger green, so they can roll the long irons into the green and have a better chance of getting on.
Joel, number 10 is the hole that is interesting to me. As you mentioned, par 5 for most people, and in this event they played as a par 4. Guys have been known to cut this hole by going down the ninth fairway. I understand that they might be making some changes in terms of out of bounds or maybe bringing some trees up. Almost they could just put some trees sort of down on the right side of 9, you know, where guys would have to hit that second shot to maybe taller trees to prevent them, rather than having the trees on the right side of 10 to prevent them from cutting it. But I don't know. What's going on with 10 in terms of those guys trying to cut it down 9 fairway?
Well, the first thing, last year Jack pushed the bunker back a little bit because guys were flying the bunkers. Now the bunker's in play if they try to cut the corner and miss. As far as going further to the right, almost in 9 fairway, we have put a lot more trees in, and I've actually saw some emails back and forth from some of the tour guys about possibly making that an internal out of bounds, which is a little bit unusual. But, you know, the wind last year on Thursday morning, it was the cold front came in and actually played into the wind, and Ernie Els went off and made a birdie on his first hole of the tournament. So, you know, it's a lot of risk and reward of going to the right because still you got to, you know, fly some trees coming back. But it's a very good par 4, that's for sure.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined in studio by Joel Page, Managing Director of the PGA National Resort and Spa, which will host the 2009 Honda just 1 week from tomorrow, March 2nd, Monday, March 2nd through Sunday, March 8th. And, of course, for tickets, you can call 866-8HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com. As we know, the Honda Classic, third year at PGA National, played as a par 70. The champ course is for the tournament, number 6 and number 10, usually par fives for resort guests and members are both par fours for the pros. And Joel, I'm curious, now you're going into your third year hosting the Honda since 2007. A lot of notoriety coming to the resort's way because of the association with the PGA Tour.
Well, sure. And the Honda Classic has great tradition anyways in the courses it's been at. But now to be at PGA National with all the history that we've got with the Ryder Cup and the PGA Championship, the Grand Slam of Golf, the Senior PGA Championship, it's kind of found a great home. The players seem to love it. You know, all these players that live in the area come out and play the course regularly. They're all talking to their friends about it. And I think that's one thing for our listeners when they come out and they can watch the tournament. Not many places that you can root for so many hometown guys, especially now with Ernie Els living in Jupiter. A lot of guys live right here in Palm Beach. And it's the course itself, I think, is proven itself. Last year, I think Luke shot 6 under the first day. And 6 under won the tournament.
Right.
So it's a true test. The rough's going to be a little shorter this year by about a half inch. Last year was 4 inches. This year the tour wants us to take it back to like 3.5. But it's still, it all depends on the wind, as you guys know. And if the course plays longer, if it gets wet at all. But they're just the world's best. It's tough to beat those guys.
Joel, other things going on at PGA. Massive renovations that occurred last year completed. But there is still a couple things that are happening there. I like going to the Ironwood Grill. I've been to the I-Bar, too. But what's going on internally with PGA National that is different this year?
Well, our biggest thing this year is we've opened the David Ledbetter Golf Academy, the Dave Pelle Scoring School, and we have Hot Sticks Golf Fitting. I heard you talking earlier about the putting issue about guys go to Arizona where they're going to Hot Sticks. And now we actually have a Hot Sticks right on the campus. And I think one of the most important things is for people to realize these are actually open, not just for members and resort guests, but it's open to the community. So the key is to check our website. There's all kinds of specials going on for these schools, and they're just unbelievable. When you're talking about putting, it's a whole science, the way Dave Pelz teaches it. We've got special dedicated practice areas now. Spent about $1.5 million getting the facility ready for these guys. And we just had the press, the ribbon cutting about a month ago, and the feedback's been unbelievable. There's no other place that has five golf courses and now have what we have with the Honda Classic. David Ledbetter, Dave Pels, and Hot Sticks.
That's phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
Dave Pels Scoring School, the Ledbetter Academy, and Hot Sticks are all now at PGA National Resort and Spa. And, of course, the website pgaresort.com for more information on any of those. And Pat alluded to the iBar. iBar is a great place to hang out either after your round, have a couple of brews, or just to go on any weeknight. The iBar is happening, too. They got some specials for ladies.
You know, that's we had no idea when we opened the iBar that it would turn into what it's turned into. It's becoming a great bar in the community. Thursday night, yes, now we do ladies night, and yes, ladies do drink free from 5 to 7, and it's just been a great place to hang out. The view's beautiful. If you haven't, I know you guys have all
Heck
been there,
yeah,
but
it's awesome.
And that's another thing, a lot of people don't realize it's open to the public, and that's what it's there for. It's free valet parking. We've got some great appetizers. You know, the Ironwood Grill has a great menu, and it just really is kind of a cool, casual place, very clubby, and people just seem we have live entertainment now or disc jockey on Thursday nights. We're going to start that on the weekends here pretty soon. And we've just been overwhelmed by the people. We'd just like to come in there, hang out, and talk about golf and watch the TVs and just take it easy in the lobby.
Now, all these changes, Joel, you have to be done for a while. This has got to be it.
We're done. It was 2 years of renovation, and it's good to talk about this kind of stuff now as opposed to what the status of the renovation is.
Word to the wise, if you're going to check out the iBar or the Ironwood Grill, I got two recommendations for you, the Duckaroni and the All-You-Can-Eat Ribs. Just go with that. The Duckaroni as an appetizer and the All-You-Can-Eat Ribs as your main plate, and you'll leave the Ironwood Grill as a happy, satisfied customer. Joel Page is the Managing Director of PGA National Resort and Spa. Of course, PGA National Resort and Spa hosting the 2009 Honda Classic next week, Monday, March 2nd through Sunday, March 8th, third year that the Honda will be held at PGA, and I know everyone involved is thrilled. Joel, thank you so much for the time. Good luck for another successful Honda coming next week.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you guys out there next week.
Thanks,
all right, don't forget the website, pgaresort.com, for more information on the Dave Pels Scoring School, the David Ledbetter Academy, and Hot Sticks, pgaresort.com.